From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Who is your favorite Seattle musician or band?
I actually live in Portland, but Seattle is one of my favorite cities on earth, and my favorite Seattle band is the Fleet Foxes, just because I think that they really have such a unique sound that really captures the essence of Seattle.
Andrew Mattson, music writer for the Seattle Times and NPR, has a podcast at nwmezzanine.com. His pick, Shabazz Palaces.
With that moonlight on your mind, you wonder what you'll find. With the sunlight falling down, you got to find a sound. With that starlight in your eyes, you want to find surprise. With the neon in your blood, you move to find your love tonight. Yeah, tonight. You heard me, Helen. Oh, yeah, tonight.
Andrew Mattson is with us on the line. Andrew, why was that your choice?
Oh, hey, Ross. Thanks for having me on. Shabazz Palaces is pretty incredible music to me because it's steeped in traditions that don't get a lot of publicity in Seattle but are really important to our region, like hip-hop, like jazz, and like Zimbabwean Shona music, which actually had a pretty unique start in this area.
It was interesting. Our first caller there talked about the Fleet Foxes as somehow capturing the essence of Seattle. Do you admire Shabazz Palaces simply as for the music they produce, or do you think there's some way that they say something about our city?
I think you could say the same thing. I mean, Ishmael Butler is the principal musician and rapper in Shabazz Palaces, and he actually won a state championship as a point guard for Garfield High School back in the 80s. So he's connected to Seattle that way.
But that's about as Seattle as you can get.
Yeah, it's about as Seattle as it gets, yeah. But musically, I think you could say the same thing that you could for Fleet Foxes, and those two groups are pretty much, to me, where it's at in local music. But Shabazz sounds, you know, it's hip-hop, but it's not this dogmatic hip-hop that you get out of New York City sometimes. It's this West Coast translation where it touches all different kinds of genres, which I think is very, Seattle can be very melting pot.
Hey, Andrew, thanks for telling us.
All right, Ross.
Andrew Mattson, you can read him in the Seattle Times or at his podcast, nwmezzanine.com. We asked our producer, Molly Williams, that question, and she said her favorite Seattle band is Red Dog. She admits that she's biased because she has played with two or three of the members. But it's not just fellow travelers who like Red Dog. Rolling Stone magazine's David Frick put them on his 2010 pick list. We're taking a broad view of Seattle, let's say Western Washington, and we're taking a broad view of musician from Seattle, since many musicians kind of got started here and went elsewhere. What's your nomination? Let's go to George, who's listening to us today in Olympia. George, your favorite?
Well, it has to be the Wailers, who are originally from Tacoma.
That's right. And tell us a little bit about the Wailers for people who aren't familiar with them.
Well, they were probably the most preeminent rock and roll band on the West Coast in the late 50s and early 60s. They had a national hit. They went on Dick Clark's show back east when they were first starting out. And they were all a bunch of white boys from Tacoma, a port city just like Liverpool, you know, a working class community. And those guys were amazing.
That's confirmed. Hey, George, thanks for telling us about the Wailers. We've talked to Charles Cross a lot about music. He's written a biography of Kurt Cobain and just finished up a book about Nancy and Ann Wilson, better known as Heart. But he did not pick Nirvana or Heart as his absolute favorite Seattle musician.
My favorite Seattle musician absolutely has to be, and everybody better answer this, they're crazy if they don't, it's got to be Jimi Hendrix. I love Kurt Cobain. I love Pearl Jam. I love Mudhoney. I love Love Battery. I love 20 other musicians almost as much as Jimi Hendrix. However, Hendrix is it. He is the man, and that there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red. And the wind whispers clearly.
Let's go to Rachel, who's listening to us in the Alki neighborhood today. Rachel, what about your favorite?
My name's Rochelle, but my favorite is Macklemore right now, my current favorite. I think I have a lot of Seattle favorites, but I like him so much because he's kind of, you know, hip-hop rap with a really culturally relevant message, in my opinion. There's a lot of Seattle hip-hop artists who have so many great messages, but Macklemore's been able to market it in a way that's so palatable and so like poppy that it's a lot easier to reach the masses, and so many of his songs really resonate with me as far as issues that actually matter to me.
Give me an example of why he's culturally relevant.
Well, I would say, you know, I'd say that some of his songs, like The Other Side, which deals with issues like drug addiction, but a little bit more of the innocuous ones or ones that are harder to pinpoint, with like Pills and Oxycontin, talking about the dangers of that and how even in his industry, that's kind of a popular thing to fall into, but he doesn't understand how that works for people who are creative. In the song Wings, he talks about materialism and consumerism and the dangers of that, and it feels so real.
Rochelle, thanks for adding that. Macklemore, her nomination for her favorite Seattle musician. We're talking about your favorite Seattle musicians. Carter had a whole long list, including a band with a KUOW connection. Number one band, Sandy Bradley and the Small Wonder String Band. He writes there, KUOW history speaks for itself, and their encyclopedic knowledge of early recorded Americana is unparalleled. And he writes, he's got Hendrix in as he's got three nominations for guitarists, and Larry Coryell, Seattle-born Larry Coryell, jazz musician, really amazing. Bill Frisell, not born here, but he's been here for 20 years. And, of course, Jimi Hendrix. A rich musical history. There are lots of favorites we're not going to get to hear, but here are a few more.
Here we go again. She's back in town again.
Sensation at home, away from home, in the black Benz limo with a cellular phone. I'm calling up the posse, it's time to get to ripping. I freaking each sunroof to keep you suckers tripping. Everybody's looking, if you're jealous, turn around. The AMD.
Wake up. and ride my rainbow helicopter. Girl, I can flip your fantasy.
Yeah, we'll claim them as Seattle musicians. Ray Charles, The Fastback, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Carissa's Weird, and Mad Rad. And other nominations coming in late: Sky Cries Mary, Super Geek League, Dave Matthews, the late Mother Love Bone, and Diamond First Fist Wernie. We'll give the final word to Blue Scholars and their song Joe Metro. It's about a bus ride from South Seattle to the U District, and it ends with a fine concluding note.
I watch each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The northwest filled the lungs, killed the pain in my chest. I remain blessed, stepping on rain with each step. Eyes heavy from the lack of the cousin of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The northwest filled the lungs, y'all. You know the rest. You know the rest. You know the rest. It's like that, y'all. That, y'all. It's like that, y'all. That, y'all. And that's all.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.